today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank every breath I take.
Today, Saturday, is the 17th of the month of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the beginning of this episode, we listen to chapter Muhammad, verse 35.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا تهنوا وتدعوا إلى السلم وأنتم الأعلون والله معكم ولن يتركم أعمالكم.
So do not weaken and call for peace while you are superior, and Allah is with you and will never deprive you of the reward of your deeds.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Believers are not supposed to be weak, since steadfastness and endurance are the prerequisites of triumph. Thus, Muslims are supposed to enhance their morale and remind themselves of their values. The verse encourages believers that they are not supposed to be weak.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allahu.
You're listening to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about hope for Allah. Hope is the exception of a dear thing, the arrangement of which are already done, such as hope for the yield of a land after it was seeded, watered, and superintended. In case the agreements of a things are not done, hope for it will be foolhardiness, just like hope for the yield of a derelict land that was not superintended properly. Hope, furthermore, is the second wing with which, along with fear, the believers fly in the horizons of the obedience of Allah. Although fear and hope support each other in the disciplining the believers, hope is sweeter and fresher than fear because its source is trust in Allah and the assurance of the extent of His mercy. To obey out of hope is better than obeying out of fear. In view of that, good tidings of hope are carried through numerous texts from the Quran and Sunnah.
Mm-hmm.
سید جواد الغزوینی.
From the moment we wake up in the morning until the moment we go to sleep, there's one thing that makes life worth living. There's one thing that allows us to deal with the ups and downs of life. There's one thing that motivates us to continue to achieve success. Hope. Hope is the most beautiful thing in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an eminent promise within the Holy Quran. He promises that every one of us, since the beginning of time, since the creation of Adam, until the very last human being, will be tested, will be challenged. He states, وَقَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ وَوَعْدُهُ صِدْقٍ وَلِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. You'll be tested in different ways. By starvation, by hunger, by fear, by natural disasters. You'll be tested in your wealth, you'll be tested in your health, you'll be tested within your family, you'll be tested in many ways. And no one is an exception to this promise by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to the hopeful ones, to ones with patience. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who state to Allah, we belong. What does this mean? To Allah we belong. It means that we trust what Allah created us. He did not create us to put us in difficulty. He is more merciful to us than our parents. He's more merciful to you than your own mother. He's more merciful unto you than your own self. Therefore, Allah didn't create us and put us out here to throw us in booby traps. Allah didn't create us just for the challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to allow us to feel and to gain His love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when creating us, wasn't playing dice. While there are illegitimate children, according to religious law, all children are welcomed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are cared for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa was going on his journey to meet his Lord, an elderly comes to him and he says to him, "Oh Musa, where are you going?" Musa says, "I'm going to meet Allah, to speak to Allah, to have a conversation with the Creator, with the Almighty." So he says, "Musa, tell him that I hate him. I have nothing to do with him." Musa was given an appointment of 30 days, and the 30 days were extended by 10 days. So for 40 days, Musa was having conversations with the Almighty Allah. On the last day, Allah says, "Musa, is there a message for me?" And Musa was shy to deliver the message. Then he says, "Oh Allah, a man gave you such a message, a disrespectful one." Allah says, "Musa, tell this man that as long as I created you, I will take care of you. As long as I created you, I am responsible for your food and for your shelter and for your safety."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Let's look at the relationship between hope and success. Everyone looks towards his or her future life either by planning or by daydreaming about what can happen. Human beings live with hope and struggle. A mother feeds her baby with hope. A farmer plants his seed with hope. A young man marries with hope of a family and prosperous future and independence from his family. A patient who places himself in the hands of surgeons and takes bitter medicine lives with hope. In short, success and joy in material and intellectual matters is due to hope for the future, because human nature is based on hope. This nature changes when the human deviates from his origin path and becomes hopeless and disappointed.
Source of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
IRIB English Radio, today's special and some tips for remaining hopeful. Grieving. It is hope that you look to when, for example, you have lost a loved one, being the victim of a crime, being diagnosed with a serious illness, lost your career, or ended a marriage. In these types of situations, there is a huge amount of grief, and that, in turn, can lead to a whole gamut of emotions such as fear, anxiety, anger, sadness, rage, and depression. The decision to hope happens within this gritty and dark time. Hope is not a denial of what you are feeling or about putting on a happy face. Hope is about feeling the emotions associated with your loss, but not letting them get so out of control that they completely overwhelmed you and keen you stuck. For some, this transition may happen naturally. For others, it may be necessary to seek professional help in order to get to a place where future possibilities and opportunities can be seen and acted.
Life has many tests, has many ups and downs. It has good and bad. But what motivates us to continue? What motivates us to achieve success? What motivates us to wake up in the morning and get ourselves out of bed is hope. Allah created this hope as the most beautiful thing in life, and He gave hope to everyone, even animals. If you open the heart of a mother looking at her child, you'll find hope. If you open the heart of an employee, within it you find hope for a raise. If you open the heart of a writer, you find that there is hope for a bestseller. And so on and so forth. Every existence alive has hope. Even animals. Traditions say when an animal looks at his owner, he has hope that this owner will be a good owner, will take care of him. A child looking at his father, looking at his mother, always has hope. A child looking at his teacher, as his elders, onto his elders, always has hope.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah and generally, our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen. رحمن يا رحيم يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله عليه بركات الله